We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Nida, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein Shir HaMikvah Arboim So. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been explaining here, you'll understand also why the size of a mikvah, the amount of water, the minimum amount of water is 40 So. Ze Bechinas Bina. That corresponds to the sphere of Bina. K'moy Shomra, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, ben arboim lebina. V'alkein shiur midoso. And that's why when the rabbis tell us how much area should that take up, what kind of size are we talking about? So the Mishnah says, amo al amo berum sholosh amos. We're talking about an area which is one amo long by one amo wide, and three amos tall. That's the cube, the size cube that would hold 40 so of water normally. V'oz daiko yesh bo koyach lahalois hanido mitum latara. And if the mikveh is that size, 40 so of water, or a cube the size of one square amma by three amos of height, that's the size that can change a woman from impure to pure. Ki ikar tikuna va'aliyoso alidei bechinas raglin kanal, sheze bechinas toichocho kanal. Because as we learned earlier, whenever we speak about tikun hamalchus, the malchus is associated with the feet. So therefore, when we want to bring about a tikun for the malchus, we're involved in tikun horaglin. And we learned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal said in Torah Chof Beis and Likut Imran, that there are two choysamois. There's the seal of the hands, the choysam hayodin, and the choysam horaglin, the seal of the feet. And we said that the seal of the feet refers to those Talmidei Chachamim who reprimand the Jewish people, those Jewish leaders who give toichocha properly to the Jewish people. Shemishom Iker Binyona, the main binyan of the Malchus, the main building up of the Malchus, comes from the raglin, from the feet. V'ze b'chinas sholosh regolim. And this is why the most important time in the year of Tikkun HaMalchus is the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, which are called regolim, sholosh regolim, iloshin raglayim. She'oz aliyoso el oir haponim. It's on those holidays specifically that the malchus goes up to the oir haponim to be able to draw from the moichin, from chochma bin odas, which that's the whole concept of aliyah leregel, the Jewish people going to the Beis Hamikdash. Again, sholosh pa'omim bashono yeiroe kol zechurcho es pnei Hashem. That three times a year, everyone would walk to the Beis Hamikdash to see the face of Hashem. We'll see. Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring that soon again later. V'alkei nikru al shem raglayim. This is why these holidays are called regolim, related to the feet. Ki ikar aliyoso alidei bechinas horaglin kanal. Because the main aliyas hamalchus is via the feet. We'll come back soon to see how this ties together to the size of the mikvah. V'ze b'chinas sholosh regolim, ki klolius horaglin heim b'chinas sholosh. Now a person would say, but hold on a second, if we're talking about feet, everybody knows that most normal, healthy people have 2 feet. If the holidays are corresponding to the raglin, to the feet, how come there's sholosh regolim? Rav Nosson Zal says, ki klolius horaglin heim b'chinas sholosh, because the totality of the feet is really 3. Bechinas Netzach Hoid Yesoid, the 3 spheroids of Netzach Hoid Yesoid. Dehainu alidei ma she'oilin loregel b'halichas ragleim, by the Jewish people being oiler regel, going up to the Beis Hamikdash for the holidays, with our feet walking to the Beis Hamikdash, azai alidei halichas horaglin biatzmo, oilo lebechinas horaglin. Through that action of walking with our feet to the Kedusha, to the Beis Hamikdash, we elevate the Raglin, which is the sphere of Malchus. Sheze b'chinas toichocha. This is also what we mentioned earlier, that the Choysam HaRaglin is associated with toichocha, reprimand. Kal yedei aliyah l'regel hoyo his oyerus godoil avodas Hashem yisborach. Because by the Jewish people from all over Eretz Yisrael being oyel regel, traveling, leaving their home, and what going to Yerushalayim and going to the Beis Hamikdash, this affected an incredible high in Klal Yisrael. There was a major his oyerus for coming close to Hashem. Because when the Jews would be walking together to the Beis Hamikdash, they would talk to each other and they would inspire each other. As the Torah writes about Elkanah, the husband of Chana and Pnima. The Pasuk says, that this man Elkanah would travel from his house to the Beis Hamikdash each one of the holidays. Vam Rabbi Senuzal, and the Medrash says in Koheles Rabbah, at the end of chapter 5, Bederech Shohoya Oila Bishona Zu, Loyoya Oila Bishona Cheres, that every year Elkanah would take a different path to go from his house to the Beis Hamikdash. Why? In order to meet new people on the way and inspire them, hey guys, come, let's go together. I'm going to the Beis Mikdash. Come join me. And through this action of them joining him in being oyla l'regel, going to the Beis Hamikdash, sheze bechinas toichocho kanal. This is a concept of reprimand. Again, the tzaddik reaching out to the people and telling them, hey, what are you doing here at home? Come with me. Come, let's go to shul together. Let's go to the Beis Hamikdash together. Aydeze mezgale hachesed. We learned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Torah Lamed and Likutei Moharan that through Toichocha there is a revelation of Chesed. Because we mentioned the pasuk, Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. When you love somebody, you reprimand them. The fact, when a person doesn't love somebody, they see them in the street, they ignore them. If I don't have any special love for somebody, I ain't interested in getting involved. I have nothing to do with that person. If I go over to somebody and say, hey, what are you doing here? Why don't you come with me? I'm going to shul. Come and join me. That's a toichocha, which is megale ahavo v'chesed. It shows the love and the chesed in being makariv that person. And we learned in Torah Lamed that in order to be able to elevate the malchus to the Oyer Haponim, you have to first be able to slice it and separate it from the Malchus the Klipa. We said that the forces of Tuma always are trying to grab onto the Malchus of Kedusha to draw from it. The Pasuk says, Ragleho Yordois Moves. The feet of the Kedusha go down into the Klipois. The Klipois are always trying to draw Chius from the feet, which is the Malchus. And we learned in Torah Lamed that when you want to take the Malchus of Kiddusha and plug it into the Oyer Haponim, you have to first sever the connection with the Malchus the Klipa. The way you do that is Chesed. The Pasuk says, Ziru lochem letzdoka, the kitzru lefi Chesed. When you want to cut, you need Chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal said, the Chesed is in the form of Toichocha. That when there's the proper kind of teichocha, that's a hisgalus of chesed that's needed to sever the connection between malchus the klipa from malchus the kedusha, in order to be able to take the malchus of kedusha and move it up and plug it into the oyer haponim. V'se bechinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes the famous pasuk in Shir Hashirim, chapter 7. Mayofu pe'omayich banolim. Hashem says, how beautiful are the footsteps that you take with your shoes, bas nodiv, my generous daughter, my philanthropic daughter. Shepirish Rashi HaKodesh says over there in Shir HaShirim, al aliyosom leregel baragleim, that Hashem in that posik is praising the Jews for the nachas that Hashem gets when the Jews are oyla regel, when they walk to the Beis Hamikdash, when they walk to Yerushalayim, when they leave their homes, to come to be with Hashem for the holiday. V'zehu bas nodiv. And this is why the pasuk refers to Klal Yisrael, specifically in that pasuk, as bas nodiv. Shaydezeh mezgale hachesed. Because this act of using your feet for the mitzvah, walking to the Beis Hamikdash, being oyla regel, on the regolim, on the sholesh regolim, this involvement in tikkun horaglin, this reveals the chesed, shehu b'chinas Avraham, which is Avraham Avinu, shenikra Nodiv, who is called Nodiv in the Torah. He was the first famous philanthropist, you know, Avraham Avinu, who opened his house, you know, to major achnosas orchem, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, daf mem tes. Vezehu bas Nodiv. Now note, why does it call him daughter, the generous daughter? Shal yidei zeh oile hamalchus. Because through all of this, through this aliyah l'regel, through this coming to the Beis HaMikdash on the Sholesh Regolim, this is all tikkun hamalchus. Al yidei hachesed l'Avram, through the chesed, which is the mid of Avram Avinu. Ve'oz hu bebechinas bas nodiv. And when a Jew does this, he's in the category of bas nodiv, bebechinas bas hoyeloi l'Avram Avinu. As the Torah tells us, Avram Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, said that that refers to the Malchus. The Malchus is Bakoil. The Malchus is Koil El everything. The word Bakoil is Bigimatria Bon, which is the name, which is the combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei that's associated with Malchus, number one. And the Bakoil, they're also referred to the Bat Ayin, we said, the pupil of the eye, which is black like the Malchus, no light of its own. And the pupil of the eye is what takes in everything. All the sights are brought into the person through that Bat Ayin, through the pupil of the eye, like the Malchus receives transmission from all the spheroids above it. We learned just this morning, early in the Tikkuni Zohar, where the Tikkuni Zohar says one of the nicknames of the Malchus is Zois. It's called Zois. Why Zois? The Zion represents all seven spheroids that the Malchus is a Klolius of. The Malchus is a composite of Chesed through Malchus. And that's why we saw here that in the Tikkun of Malchus, you need that Chesed. And also, the remaining letters, Aleph Tov, is from Aleph to Tov, from beginning of the Aleph base to the end of the Malchus is Koilel everything. It's Koilel all seven spheroids, and it's Koilel from beginning to end, from Aleph to Tov. Vaideze hoyu oilen leirois es pnei Hashem. And through this, the Yidden would go to see the face of Hashem. Sheze bechinas aliyoso el oir haponim. This is what Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likutei Moharan when he teaches us this process of elevating the Malchus to the oir haponim. One example of this, Rav Nosson Zal gives us, is when the Jews would go with their feet to the Beis HaMikdash, the feet of the Malchus, and when did they do it? Bedafka oil regel, on the Sholosh Regolim, which is the feet of the year, the Malchus of the year, is those three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And where did they go to? They went to the Beis HaMikdash, which was the center of Oir HaPonim. That's where Hashem's face was most visible.